This is Earth and Sky for Friday, February 14th, the day we in the U.S. celebrate love.
And on this Valentine's Day 2003, we went searching for a scientific explanation for love. We asked psychiatrists and neurobiologists. They told us scientists have known for centuries that love happens in the brain.
But they reminded us that human love is tough to study with the tools of science. For one thing, our definition of love is complex. You might love your child, your cocker spaniel, milk chocolate, and the first snow of the season, each in a different way.
Also, scientists can't cut into or inject things into the human brain to look for the chemical changes that love brings. It's true that over the past decade, research on rodents called prairie voles has shown changes in the voles' brain chemistry when they form pair bonds. Their brains release high levels of hormones, oxytocin and vasopressin.
Human brains make these same chemicals, but for now, even the most expert brain scientists say that solid evidence for the brain chemistry of human love is simply not there. So how the brain makes that emotion, its chemical recipe for love, is still a mystery.
Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.